The Europe Report with Kanan Lipschitz.
Hello, Kanan. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Good. It's been a while.
It has been too long. It has been too long. All right. So today, very significant today. It is the 79th anniversary of the Babi Yar massacre. Tell us about the Babi Yar massacre.
Well, it's one of the best-known massacres, most notorious massacres that happened in the Holocaust, not necessarily because how many people died there?
33,000.
33,000, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not the largest. It's the third largest massacre that occurred in the Holocaust. It's known mostly for the brutality in which it was done. Jews were rounded up from all over Kiev, which was then part of the Soviet Union and is now in Ukraine, and made to lie in a pit at the bottom of the ravine, Babi Yar. And then there were Nazi Einsatzgruppen soldiers who went around shooting each victim individually in the head, walking, and then they would cover that with a layer of soil and put the next batch of people to lie down on their murdered brethren, and they would shoot those people. So just an orgy of murder and massacre and blood that happened in one of the most civilized cities of the former Soviet Union with help from collaborators. Now, to add to that tragedy, after the defeat of Nazi Germany and Ukraine's incorporation into the Soviet Union, the historians of the Soviet Union did pretty much everything they can to cover up any trace of the Jewish identity of the people. They were just Soviet citizens. And so they were mixed in with the statistics and effaced and just mixed in with the statistics of all other Russians, civilians who died in the war. And for a long time, that stayed that way. Now, the state of things was that the information was there on all the victims. They were individual people with bank accounts and insurance policies. But because they weren't classified in any specific way, the records about them were either destroyed during the war or scattered across the former Soviet Union. And that's how it stayed until last year, when a group of researchers at the Babi Yar Holocaust Memorial Center — it's going to be a museum, it's being erected now with private donations and government funding in Kiev — that group of researchers decided that this can't be, that out of 33,000, a little bit more than 33,000, all we know, all the names we know, are about 5,000. And of those 5,000, only 1,800 we know more than a name about them. Where they lived, how old they were when they died, what they did for a living. And then they took on this holistic research project that aimed to lift from anonymity the victims, specifically the Jewish victims, because there were also many non-Jewish victims, of Babi Yar out of anonymity. And the results have been just staggering. They set up a website where you can click on right now. There are 5,000 names. You can click on any one of them and really see the lives of the people that for decades had been reduced to a statistical line.
Gosh, so tragic. What's quite surprising is that the Nazis were quite meticulous in documenting all of these, the massacres, the murders. They've got records. Why do you think it is, Kanan, that they didn't have the records for Babi Yar?
You touched on a very important distinction here, Kathy. There was the Holocaust, and there was what is known as the Holocaust by bullets. So at the time that before the death camps became operational, there were troops, Einsatzgruppen, moving across the former Soviet Union in the heels of the invading German forces in Operation Barbarossa. And over there, they just lined up the Jews and shot them into pits. It was chaotic. It was a fresh battlefield. It was brutal. It was very raw. Now, that was before the 1942 Wannsee Conference, in which the final solution was decided upon, where everything would get this very famous German order, where the Jews would be registered and transported and everything accounted for. And so you have 1.5 million people who were annihilated with literally no paperwork, just like that, taken on the basis of someone pointing them out. Those are the Jews, taken to the woods, shot into a pit.
Kanaan, thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's where we have to leave it. But thank you for making that clarification. And it's been really lovely to speak to you. Be well, and a Shana Tova to you and your family.
Thank you.
That's Kanaan Lipschitz. He joins us. He's a Europe correspondent.